Hi all, it's Jack. Happy Monday. So, there's been a new development in old Jack Steiner's household. My oldest child, who will be 15 later this year, used to be the boy who would say, I can't go to sleep without a hug from Dad. You can't say goodbye without giving me a hug goodbye. He'd wake up in the morning and give me a hug. We were very affectionate. You know, never had a problem with hugging. All of a sudden, he's decided he doesn't like it. And it's throwing me a little bit. It bothers me a little. But I'm doing my best to respect his wishes because I remember being his age and going through that period of time where I don't want my parents hugging or kissing me. You know, and I sort of tolerated it at the house. But outside, And I can remember my mom getting upset when I was finally taller than her, quite a bit taller at one point, because she went to give me a hug or a kiss, and I sort of pushed her away. Not hard, but my arms were long enough that she wasn't even close. And I remember her looking at me and being upset, but I didn't get why she was so upset. But now I sort of do. Now I look at this boy, and who's really a teen, and I think, man, I got 4 years of high school, and he's off to college. And 4 years, it's not that long. There are moments where it'll feel long, moments where it's going to take forever, but it's gonna fly by. And it's really strange to me to think that the majority of his time living with me is done. That's in concept. It may not go that way. But if he goes off to college and, out of state or just out of the city or wherever I'm living and doesn't move back home afterwards, this could be the last 4 years. And that's okay. I'm all right with it. That's, the whole point of parenting is to try and teach them how to, be productive citizens who can stand on their own. You know, teach them how to grow and teach them, how to live. But make sure that they can do it without always having to rely upon your assistance. But it's still weird. So this kid who used to be, he'd fit in my arm, the crook of my elbow, like a football. He's too big like that now. And he doesn't really like being carried around. Trust me, when I wrestle with him, he's never happy if I pick him up. But it's just sort of weird. It's one of those things that I'm just trying to adjust to. Along with reading glasses, I find myself using them more and more frequently. Don't always have to do it, but it's just one of those things. If I'm tired or if the light is bad, and that is just surreal to me, this need to pull out glasses. Now, mind you, I wore glasses. I wore standard glasses, if you will, from the time I was 12 to, I was about 30, 31 almost. And I'm well acquainted with the idea of having to put glasses on to see. But it's been so long since I had to wear them on a regular basis for anything other than just as non-prescription sunglasses that it just throws me a little bit. So I just thought I would share that with you. And I will also share that my daughter, 11 years old going on 30, she's growing like a weed as well. She got very tall. So I'm very curious to see, where this all leads. I don't need them to grow any faster. Matter of fact, I'd slow time down a little bit if I could. But I haven't found a way to make that happen. And if I do find a way to make that happen, I may patent it so I don't have to work. Or maybe I'll just, give it to the world. Nah. it's weird, it's surreal, but it's I guess the other part that's just like I said, that I'm still sort of adjusting to is the fact that so much of that time with him is gone. Now the time we spend together is different than it used to be, and different is not bad, or it's not like it was better before. Some things are better, some things are less good. It was a little bit more fun in some ways before he became a teen. He got to be so serious. But on the other hand, he also has become more fun in other ways because he can do so much more than when he was 5 years old. We can go to movies that aren't all kid-oriented now. We can see movies together and, actually see things that I want to see, as opposed to getting stuck in some of the kid crap. And it's not all crap, but let's face it, some of the movies, some of the kid shows are awful. And that's all I have to share with you. I'm hoping to get to the computer later tonight so I can do some real writing. But you never know. Life has been really, really funky lately. So I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace.